كل اسبوع خلينا نروح قدر قاعد صار بس ناس تصير ينسى
Right
now you're the Reish Mem Zion. Probably going to be in some of them it's base and some it's gimel. Depends which chaylik you've got. There's some that only have two chalakim of Yerida.
It's the last one.
Okay.
Huh? What?
Yeah.
It's Reish Mem Zion.
There you go.
Yeah, he went already.
Okay. Look at the what if the Isser is reading another book during a shir? I mentioned this once before.
Someone's giving a shir and you said you're learning or reading something else.
You can't really concentrate so much because it's kind of slow, so you sit there with another sefer and like...
could be causing another person pain. Could be causing him to feel... it's like a bit of a begum. It's like sleeping in the shir as well. Like,
yeah.
What's the other guy feel a bit funny?
Pretty worse than sleeping machine. Sleeping could be onus.
Correct, but I'm saying it's the same kind of like. All right. There's a lot to be said about the subject. I'm not hoping to at all.
What's the subject?
Oh, we'll tell you now.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to define for you. There's a lot to be. Hilchos Talmud Torah. It's said on the notice board. I'm just telling you what I saw on the board. Let me close the door, please. That's what you guys saw on the board, right? Why did you come up? Because it said there was a Hilchos Talmud Torah. So I saw Hilchos Talmud Torah. So it said, oh, shit. Oh, I have to go. No one else has to be here. This is purely voluntary. This is, guys want to come in at lunchtime. That's wonderful. The questions that caused the need for the shiur, essentially the questions of how come the Derech HaLimud, how come we learn the way we learn? Why do we allocate our day to doing what we do the way we do it? In other words, why do we learn Talmud Bavli the whole day instead of doing what the Rambam says? So let's look at what the Rambam says and let's see how come we don't do what the Rambam says. If that's true. I'm not convinced it's true we don't do what the Rambam says. But let's have a look and see. It's an enormous subject. There's a lot to be said on this. It's at least a four-way machlokes rishonim. But at the end of the day, it's psak halacha. Just quick abdomen here. We often think when it comes to learning that since we have a long track record of academic learning in our lives, that we kind of know how to learn Torah. Yeah, I went to university, I got an MBA, I got an LLB, I know how to learn, I'm an academic, I'm a shtickle scholar, so I apply those tools and skills to my Torah learning. Wrong. Big wrong. Chochmah begoyim tamim. Yeah, Chochmah has its set of rules and hilchos. Talmud Chochmah, and Talmud Torah is its pedagogical skills and tools and psychologies of how you learn Torah, and that's Hilchos Talmud Torah. So the same as a person wouldn't think of putting on tefillin without learning Hilchos Tefillin, or Shabbos, you understand, you can't keep Shabbos unless you have the rudiments of a Hilchos Shabbos. So learning Torah without having the basics of a Hilchos Talmud Torah is a little bit schwer. So a person should take some time out to learn Hilchos Talmud Torah. So that's all we're doing, is just getting at least the beginnings of an introductory sort of approach to the Hilchos Talmud Torah. The reason why we don't, because it's very difficult. It's not an easy subject. First of all, the Rambam is very complicated. Learning Rambam Stam is not a simple job. And soon you come out with a Lachol HaMais is almost impossible. I guess the Mishnah himself says in the Akdama to the Rambam that if you're not at least the Boki in sort of like Kulut Torah, certainly in Gemara, then you're going to Paskan Osa Muta and Muta Osa, which means you're going to come out thinking you should be learning this and you shouldn't. And to Paskan on the Rambam is it's not Shaykh. There's no Mishnah Brura on this. There's no art scroll Hilchos Talmud Torah. So there are one or two obscure Svarim in Hebrew or whatever. there's the Shulchan Aruch with all the Nois HaKalim, but it's not an easy subject. You go into the Nois HaKalim, they say it's not poshut. This subject we're dealing with today, the specific of how you divide up your time to learn what, is a little bit easier to deal with because it's Mefurish in Shulchan Aruch. So it's easy to find out what we should be doing. Plus, we also have an enormous body of Mesoras. Essentially, Hilchos Talmud Torah is the Rebbe Talmud transmission. So there has to be a certain trust in the Rebbe and the Mesorah that he got from his Rebbe. And if not, you have to check it out. You have to continue to be awesome because at the end of the day, it is an oral transmission. So it's a daunting task. So let's start and see where we go with it. The Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Talmud Torah says like this. There's a lot of halachas I'd like to look at here because they're fascinating, but we're gonna cut it short and go straight to the subject. Halacha Yud Aleph. V'chayev And there's a Vav there, which means Yud Aleph is connected to Yud, and it's connected to Tes, and they go all the way back. So don't take this out of context. I'm taking it out of context just for the purpose of this, but you can never do that in the Rambam. You can't learn a Rambam the way I'm learning a Rambam, but for our purposes, if we understand that's what we're doing, that's what we're doing. V'chayv l'sholesh is zman l'midosu. Person has to divide up his learning time into threes. Shlish b'torah shebiksav, a third for the written Torah, v'shlish b'torah shebalpeh, a third for the oral Torah, what's left. V'shlish yovin v'yaskil, to understand and to whatever seichel is. Acheris dover mirashose, one matter from the end of the matter from the beginning of the matter. V'yotzi dover midover, to be able to extrapolate one thing from another. V'yidame dover ledover, in order to compare certain things to each other. V'yodin b'midas shatorin redreshes ben, to have a grasp on the midas, the tools that the Torah uses to dashen itself with. Ad sheyeda, until he knows heichu ikah midas, until he understands how the midas work. V'heich yotza isa v'hamuta, he understands how osa muta comes out. Uka yotza b'zen, etc. Midvarim shalomad mipei hashmua, from things he learns, mipuah shmur, which generally means midrabanan, through the Masorah. V'inyan zehu anikra Talmud. This third category, which is not Torah Shebiksav, not Torah Shebalpeh, is what we call Talmud. The Rambam in other places refers to this as Gemara. In that Gears it says Gemara, yeah? Okay, that's where it is. Okay, in this Gears it says Talmud. Okay, different Gears, whatever you want to do with it. Talmud, Gemara, what exactly is the difference? Let's not make any differences yet. Let's call it Gemara, because that's how I always learnt it. When I saw the Frank, I saw Talmud, I got a bit of a fart.
Well, he brings it.
He brings it down on the side in the Makos. Yeah. Okay, I'm going into the Shinim Nischos, etc., etc. He brings it. Whatever, he mentions that there's other Gerses. Fine, whatever that is. There's a Rashi. I'll just point out there's a Rashi. I'm not going to go into it. There's a Rashi in Brochas, Mem Zayin Amud Beis. The Rashi there defines this kind of differently. He doesn't agree with the Rambam on what's called Gemara. He calls it Shimush. Whatever Shimush means. And that's what he described Gemara as being. Just very quickly to define these concepts. The Rambam really does this in the Hakdama to the Mishnah Torah. That's the Rambam's famous statement, which I'm going to show you all understood wrong. Rambam says that all you have to learn is the Mishnah Torah and Torah Shebal Peh and Yotzizan Yochiv of Limudat Torah, which is sort of outrageous. There's certain sects in Yiddishkeit that took that literally. What about Gemara? The Rambam says a third of your time has to be spent learning Gemara. But let's just define what these things are. What's Torah Shabbat?
Tanakh,
24 books. The Goyim says Esrim Va'arba. That's it. Everyone understands he's talking about Tanakh. What about Chumash Rashi? That's not Torah Shabbat. Dos Haste Gemara. That's called Gemara. As it applies itself to Torah Shebiksav. But Chumash Rashi is not, in and of itself, Torah Shebiksav. It's Gemara. Torah Shebiksav is Breishis Bola Elokim Eser Shemaim Ve'Esaret. The most you could allow yourself is the Nigun that the Rebbe taught it to in Cheder. That could be considered also part of Torah Shebiksav. Chumash Rashi?
Isn't that
Torah Bola? That's Gemara. We'll see. I'll tell you what, because I haven't defined Torah Shebal Peh yet. When I've defined Torah Shebal Peh, you'll see why that's not Rashi. What's Torah Shebal Peh? Pashtus Mishnah. I don't mean Mishnahs the way we have it now. It means Mishnah. It manifests today in what we have Mishnahs, but it's not enough. In order to be Yotzizan, what the Rambam calls Dover Midivrei Dina HaTorah, that's how he defines it, all the underlying principles of Torah as they manifest in Torah Shebal Peh today, you would probably, if you're a Sfadi, the Rambam would probably be enough. We'd have to also learn Rambam. If you're an Ashkenazi, and Shulchan Aruch for the Sfadi, for an Ashkenazi, you would probably have to also know most of Shulchan Aruch, Mishneh Brura, all the way down to the later Poskim. That would be a requirement of understanding Torah Shebal Peh. But if you get Mishnah Shebal Peh or you get Rambam Bal Peh, you've done pretty well. Let's start with that. Okay. That's Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is called Dover Medina HaTorah. That's how the Rambam defines it. When the Rambam, now you have to know, I'm not going into the proofs of this now because it's not a subject. There's a Chiyuv Min HaTorah, according to most Poskim, to know the whole of Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh. Yeah? Which is not that hard to know. There's a finite amount of words in Tanakh, and you have to know them. Breishis, Bodekim, Mishamayim, so it's alright.
You
have to know them. I didn't say you have to know them about Peh. You have to know them. And you have to know the whole of Tosha about Peh. Whatever that means. Let's say, let's just for the purpose of this subject say, either the whole of the Rambam, the Yad HaChazaka, as an Ashkenaz, you'd have to know a few more things. And, or let's start with Mishnayos. Whichever way you want to do it. You can learn the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yehuda Anossi, you can learn the Mishnah according to Rav Moshe Ben Maimon. For our purpose, it's not going to make that much of a difference, okay? Just the same as you wouldn't paskin from Mishnah, you certainly wouldn't paskin from the Rambam either. You understand, you're dealing with a reasonably closed book here, but you have to know the pratim. That's what you have to know. Okay. And then you have to learn a third of your time. Moshe needs something from you. If you don't, I'm sorry. And then you have to spend a third of your day, once you've done that, on, let's call it Gemara. Lav Dafka Talmud Bavli Gemara, but Gemara, whatever that is. B'mei Dvarim Amrim, when are we talking about that you should divide your time up? Oh, sorry. No. I left that place. Hold on a second.
Sorry.
He does.
We talked.
He did. The whole thing, yeah. The Yavin Vyaskal Acheris Dover Mireshusa, Yotzi Dover Midover, Vidame Dover Ledover, etc. That's his definition of Gemara. It's all these things.
Skills,
yeah. Learning how to learn. No,
learning.
No, that's called learning. Learning how to learn is, we'll see. Okay. Keitzad Halacha Yudbeis. Hayabal Amonus. He's a worker. He's a whatever. He's a pickled cucumber grower. Vaya Isaac Bamalacha. And he's working. He's got a job. This guy's really he's a real serious guy about his work, so he works a whole 3 hours a day. Mm-hmm. Not like the other people who, don't spend that much time at work. And he spends 9 hours a day learning. Take 3 hours and use that for Torah Shebiksav. V'shalosh b'Torah Shebal Peh, and 3 hours you learn Torah Shebal Peh. And a third, using your time of the 3 hours to learn Gemara. The words of the Nevi'im, etc., are called Torah Shebiksav. It's not just Chumshe Torah, it's also the Esrim V'Arba, the 24 books of the Bible, that's all called Torah Shebiksav. The Pirush on Bichlal Torah Shebal Peh, and the Pirush, I don't know what he means by the Pirush here, Tzachin, it doesn't mean Rashi. V'hainyonos Hanikrein Pardes, those matters which are called Pardes, deep Kabbalistic works or whatever, Bichlal Talmud, that is included in what's called Gemara Talmud. B'mei Dvarim Amurim, when are we talking about that? You divide up your time 3-3-3. That's B'tchilas Talmudah Shel Adam. That's at the beginning of a person's learning journey. Aval K'sheyagdil B'chochma, when he's grown in wisdom, V'lo yeh tzarich, lo lo b'Torah Shebiksav, v'lo l'asek tomid b'Torah Shebal Peh. He's already got a good grasp of Torah Shebiksav. He knows the whole Bible, yeah? And he doesn't need to continue to be working Torah Shebal Peh because he knows all Dover Medina Torah. Okay. Yikra b'iti muzumanim, Torah Shebiksav v'divra shmur. Let him set aside a certain amount of time, a little bit amount of time, minimum amount of time, pashtus, what I heard from my Rebbeim, that he shouldn't forget. Remember, besides the chiyuv, the assay to know the Torah, there's also an issa not to forget it. How do you not forget it? By learning enough in order to keep remembering it. So set aside 10 minutes a day to chazer the whole of Torah Shebal Peh, and 15 minutes a day to chazer the whole of Torah Shebiksav. Kadei shelo yishkach dover midivrei dina ha-Torah, so that you shouldn't forget something from the divrei dina ha-Torah. V'yipana kol yolev le-Talmud bilvad, and you should spend the rest of your days learning Gemara. Lefi roichev liboi v'yishuv daiter, according each one to his abilities and specific circumstances. When they say about the Vilna Goyim that he spent the last years of his life learning from a Sefer Torah, it doesn't mean he was learning Chumash. This Rambam would have ossed that. He was learning Gemara. Just he was so clued up about how the Torah was put together, he could see everything in the Torah Shebiksav, even the Torah Shebal Peh and the Gemara. But he wasn't sitting there learning Chumash like a 5-year-old. Okay. Now the question is why don't we do this? Oh, sorry, just 1 second. Says the Kesef Mishnah on this.
Good question. Why doesn't he say what the Torah Shebal Peh is?
Oh, so as I said, in the Hakdama to the Yad, Okay, he spends most of the Hamdom to the Adi is him defining what Toshval Peer is. That's why he doesn't do it here, because it's a long, complex discussion. That's why I said, just push this for now, just accept it that it's the Yad. Let's say it comes in at the end. Toshval Peer is my safer. That's what he says. But that, in Akdoma, he goes to this at greater Riches, Ein Sham. Says.
So, what was Rachav Libay?
According to his ability, his talents, his how broad his heart is, how intelligent he is, each person according to his.
So not, it's not a fact in time.
No, it says Libay.
Yishuv Das.
Yishuv Das. Yishuv Daitoy. How much pronounce he has to make, how much is to work. It's according to make a cheshbon, how much time you can spend on learning and spend most of your time learning. Not everybody can spend the whole day in Gemara. So the case of Mishmah. Now the case of Mishmah is usually bringing down sources for the Rambam. Yeah, he just says they're not a poshut. It's poshut that you spend most of your time learning Gemara and not on Chumash and Mishnahs. So the Talmud tzarich zman rav, because Talmud Gemara needs a lot of time. Masha ein tzarich lemikra lemishnah, which is not necessary with mikra and mishnah. Mikra and mishnah you can get away with a lot less time. Gemara you need a lot of time. Va'aha same chinaylem shein mishalshim, and it's on this Rambam that the olam is soimech not to be mishalash their time, not to divide their time up equally. It means according to the case of mishnah, the Rambam himself is telling us, don't listen to me. Obviously, in the beginning, you have to divide your time up into 3-3-3. But get that over with as quickly as possible so you can start learning properly. The Keshe Mishnah wants to learn Pshat in the B'mei Dvarim Omrim. There's another Kashya which is very important you have to understand. What is the Heter? Yeah? Remember, there's a Mitzvah Daraisa to know Toshav Iksav and Toshav Opeh. No? There's no Mitzvah to know Gemara, because it's infinite. You can never say, I've done the whole thing. But there's a mitzvah to know the whole Toshav Zman Toshav Shvul Peh, which is a finite body of knowledge. Right? What's the hitter to start learning Gemara to be makayim that mitzvah? How are you allowed, according to the Rambam, to close your Gemara, to close your Mishnah and your Chumash until you know it properly to learn Gemara? Yeah. So Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg Zatzal, I heard from him, said like this. He said, "You see, from here that it's impossible to learn Mishnah and Mikra without Gemara. You need both. You can't stop learning Toshav Shvul Peh and Chumash." Okay, if you don't have the rudiments of Gemara, to approach Chumash and Mishnayos, even just at the basic level of knowing them to a full chiyuv, you need Gemara.
That's from Nodi Bichudah. I heard that from. That's what you're saying.
Good. I'm just saying what I heard from Yaakov. Okay. So I want you to show me inside. Okay. So you see that a person needs at least all these three things. Okay. Now you're all going to ask me a question. So why do we do that? This Rama makes a lot of sense, right? A young Baal Tshuva comes to Yeshiva and he doesn't know what's going on, whatever. So spend some time, let him learn the whole of Chumash, let him learn the whole of Mishnah, so whatever. Learn a little bit of Gemara on the side, you know, let him start sort of grappling with Rav Wolitsky, you know, on the side there an hour or two a day or whatever. But the Ikav, well, it should be this. And he says, not like that. You see that since time immemorial, the Yeshiva system has never followed this Rambam. No one ever did that. You set aside, whatever, half an hour to do some Mishnahs, you learn 2-3 Mishnahs a day, you set aside half an hour for Chumash a day, whatever, and it's usually Chumash Rashi, and the rest of the day we sit and we learn Gemara. What's going on here? This is what bothers a lot of people when they first start becoming frum. For the kids it's a little bit easier, because the kids, you can't start teaching Gemara to 3-year-olds, so what do? They teach them Chumash or whatever, so by the time they get to 8 or 9, they've probably seen the whole of Chumash. And then by the time they get to 9, they start learning Mishnahs with them, and they cover a whole big chunk of Mishnahs by the time they start learning Gemara or whatever, so that's kind of the system. But what about us? This makes perfect sense for a Baal Tshuva, no? Set aside 3 hours a day, you know, morning Seder, we're going to learn Chumash, afternoon Seder Mishnahs, and at night we start introducing you a little bit to the sort of, you know, to the complexities of Gemara until everybody knows Chumash and Mishnahs. And then, you know, we have half an hour day for each just to sort of keep, you know, to brush out the, you know, the cobwebs. And then the rest of the day you spend learning Gemara. The Rambam says it makes a lot of sense, no? Makes a lot of sense. But we don't do that. Question is, why not? Okay. So there are a couple of ways you can go to the Sugya. I want to go via the Lechem Mishnah.
Gemara's got
Sukkim
and it's got Mishnah.
But hold on, we're going to see. We're going to come out with the other side, and then I'll show you what we really should be doing. Okay. The different ways of plugging into the Sugya, I'm just going to use the Lechem Mishnah because he happens to be in front of me. So the Lechem Mishnah says like this.
אבל שיגדיר בחוכמה ולא יהיה צריך לא ללמוד תורה שבכתב ולא לעסוק בתורה שבעל-פה, יקרא לעיתים מוזמנים תורה שבכתב בדברי השמור כדי שלישכח דבר מדברי דין התורה. I'm just quoting the Rambam again. ויפונה כל יום אב לתלמוד בלבד לפי רכב שיש בליבוי, סלחתי דפן גיוסה, ויש בית, etc. זה כוסף רבנו לתת סמך שאין אנו נוהגים אלא בתלמוד. This the Rambam wrote in order to give you a what to hold on, a support, that we are not noyek ela b'talmud. V'zeh ama misvara d'nafshei, b'mei dvorim amurim b'tchilis mulud. This is what he said from his own svara, b'mei dvorim amurim. He doesn't have a source for this, it's from his own svara. V'rabbeinu tam, the Rabbeinu tam in Kiddushin daf lamed, and there's another Rabbeinu tam which says it more explicitly in Sanhedrin daf chaf Dalad Amud. Dunno. I thought I could dredge it up again. It's either Aleph or Beis. No, I usually remember by which side the Rabbeinu Tam was, which side the Tosu was on the Daf, and I can't remember. I just can't see the pictures. The screen's not working properly.
That also was
Sanhedrin
Aleph. In Kiddushin, or you mean?
Sanhedrin? No, in Sanhedrin. In Kiddushin, it's on. It's Lamed also, he doesn't say which one. There I think it's in Lamed Amad Aleph. Kedushin, I think it's Lamed Amad Aleph. In Sanhedrin, I don't remember. But whatever, he's quoting the Rabbeinu Tam's famous Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam Tirutz bein Yenachem. He answers this question slightly differently. The Anan Samchinan Ahad Amrinan, we rely on that which it says, the Talmud Bavel, Bolul B'mikru B'mishnah U'B'Talmud. That when you learn Talmud Bavli, you're learning all three. It's made up of Torah Shebaksav, Torah Shebalpeh, and Gemara. So we do all three at once. We kill three birds with one stone.
You know the fraction's not right. And there are not so many.
We're going to get to my question now. Hold on.
Doesn't Dutch never puzzle? I haven't seen that many.
Says the Machabe in Shulchan Aruch. Chai v'adam b'shorosh levodoy shlish l'toyer v'shksav. Dainu ha'arba v'esrim. That's the 24. That's the Bible, the 24 books of the Torah. Shlish b'mishnah. Dainu toyer shebal peh. He calls Mishnah toyer shebal peh. The Pirush Torah Shebiksav Bechlal Zeh, and the Pirush of the Torah Shebiksav is included in this. Shlish B'Talmud, Da'ani Sheyovin V'Yaskil Achris Dover Mirushisoy V'Yoytzi Dover, etc., etc. Like the Rambam says, you can look and there's some slight differences. Actually, Shechich Mitzvah Zeheich Yoytzi Yisav Amutok Yoytzi Dadadadad Mishmashur Keitzad Ha'yabal Amamas V'Yik Malach the Gimel Shonim Gimel Shos V'Yom V'Teish V'Teir Kol. He's Mamash bringing down the Rambam. ומה דברים אמורים בתחילת לימודו של אדם אבל כשיגדיל בתורה לא יהיה צריך ללמוד תורה שבכתב ולא לעסוק תמיד בתורה שבעל פה. You see, you have to limud תורה שבכתב and you have to be עוסק in תורה שבעל פה. Okay, ויקרא בעיתים וזמנים תורה שבכתב ודברי תורה שבעל פה כדי שלא ישכח דבר מדיני התורה ויפול כל יום לתלמוד בלבד. You should open up your days for תלמוד בלבד לפי רכב ליבוי וישוב דייט. Says the Hagor, that's good for the Sfadi. Right? What about us Ashkenazi? We kind of have somebody called the Ramor, who we Paskin according to. Says the Ramor V'yesh Oimrim, and to the best of my knowledge, you can correct me if I'm wrong. The Halachas here, we normally Paskin like V'yesh Oimrim. I think that's a klal in Shulchan Aruch in the Hagor. I'm not enough of a mumcha. I think it applies to the Go as well. That was the statement I was making in the Mechabot's portion. I'm talking about in the Go. I think it applies. Well, yeah, you'll see. I have at least one riot from here, because it's how we pass it. But yeah, so I mean, she be Talmud Bavli, she who bono be mikra be mishnah be gemara. Adam yotzi yedechavoso be shvil akol. He brings that down b'shem the two Rabbeinu Tam. And that's how we paskin.
Maybe just learn Gemara.
Just probably, yeah.
So we're not allowed to be learning this right now.
No, this is Gemara. What are you talking about? This is Gemara.
So we don't learn from it.
Hold on a second. So this is what I want to get to.
This is in the Gemara.
Everything I've said now, you don't need me for. It couldn't be that you don't need me from Mikama Lahaba either. But I'll tell you what I think. I'll tell you what I think a person should do, because you have a problem here. If you're only going to learn Gemara, okay, if you're only going to learn Talmud Bavli, you're not going to open up another Sefer, you'll become a seriously big Talmud Chacham. I don't know if you're going to make the mitzvah of knowing Toshim Sam and Toshim Al Peh. Mishnahs, yes, you'll probably know all the Mishnahs because all of them are yeah, except the ones, what about Mishnahs that don't have Gemaras? So then Rukhan Kanievsky says you have a chiv to know as well. You can't make a Sima Shas, Rukhan holds. Okay, if you haven't learned the Mishnahs, they don't have Gemaras. I mean, if you want to, Daf Yoimiga, according to him, you can't make the Sima Shas unless you learn Mishnahs, they don't have Gemaras. I don't know if you're doing a big avera by making a Sima Shas without it, it's a big zach. But I'm just trying to show you that you have to understand that just learning Talmud Bavli is going to leave you a little bit short, even of Torah Shabbal Peh, because the Mishnahs don't have, what are you going to do? Okay, that's problem number one. And number two, to the best of my knowledge, you won't pick up the whole of Tanakh learning Talmud Bavli. And even if you do, it's not going to be in a systemized kind of way, which the Ramchal says in that Dhamma to Derech Hashem, which you should take very seriously. You have to have a filing system. You have to have a calendar. The Torah should be mamash settled in your mouth. You should have an ordered system. You can't just have it all mibbled all over the place. That's why learning Torah Shabbat Peh via the Rambam is a very useful system, because the Rambam is a very ordered, sequential kind of system. Yeah, it's nicely put together. You know, 14 sections, and it's headed, and there's trees and branches and leaves. It's beautiful. Mishnah is much harder to grasp. It's much shorter, and the Rambam is very lengthy, but it's at least it's systemized. The Mishnah, it's all over the place. It's very difficult to get a real systematic grasp on Mishnahs. You try and do that through Talmud Bavli, it's even more difficult. So I'll tell you what I think we should be doing. Each person according to his own time and his own natures and what he enjoys, etc. There's no question that the way we learn is the way that's the Masorah. You can't break the Masorah. No one's gone and changed this remark. The Yeshiva world has and always has, and until now no one has said anything against it, learnt the system. And that's the system we have. That's what we got from our Rebbein. You like it, you don't, doesn't matter. That's not the question. For better or for worse, that's the way we learn. How does a person go about satisfying himself? And I think we all have this deep need. Whether it's halachically correct or not, but we all have a deep need to at least know what's going on. A person should set aside a certain amount of time, okay, to learn Mishnah and Tanakh. It's a ludicrous situation that we can tell you, you know, like what year Napoleon's battles took place in, and we can't even mention five Jewish kings. It's actually embarrassing. It's embarrassing. We don't know Tanakh. We don't. And you can learn a lot of Gemara or whatever, and how much Gemara can a person learn at this early stage of our growth and development? A person should set aside every day an hour for Mishnah and Mikra.
That's not correct, according to what you said.
No, it's not incorrect. It fits in kind of with the Rambam, and it's not totally out of sync with the Bani Tam either. I'm telling you what I think we have to do today in this kind of yeshiva system with late starters. Yeah, not my own ideas, these I've heard from Rebbeinu or whatever. Avada, we're going to spend most of our day learning Gemara. And if it means learning Ulpan, because that's part of the things you need to know to learn Gemara, then Ulpan's part of the Gemara Seder as well. And if it means a Musa Seder, yeah, that's also part of Gemara. And if it means you're learning Pardes, if there's some people out there who are learning Pardes, whatever that is, so then they're also being a candidate of learning Gemara, and that's wonderful. I don't know where you'd find any Talmud Bavli. there were Gedolei Yisrael that learned Pardes out of Talmud Bavli.
What's Pardes?
That's that thing called Talmud. Hard Kabbalistic things that have nothing to do with us.
Things in the green book.
It's a thing you're not allowed to learn with anybody else. So if somebody else is learning it, you wouldn't know. And if he starts teaching you, then it's not Pardes or he's Krum. So either way, you're never going to find out about it until Hashem sort of, you know, Eliyahu Novi comes to you and starts showing you what to do. So don't worry about it for now.
Well, why do we not learn Tanakh? Most yeshivas don't learn.
There's a whole historical reasons why we don't, because of the way the state was founded, the state of Israel, when it was found, the secularists grabbed hold of Tanakh and started teaching it and so using it for sort of stuff. It was an emergency situation that kind of like undermined the whole Tanakh thing. So for various reasons, it kind of got put onto a back burner. Baruch Hashem, today it's changed slightly. In the Chedorim, the kids do learn Tanakh properly the way they're supposed to. And the girls come out of the Beis Yaakovs with a deep grasp on Tanakh. I don't know about all the Beis Yaakovs. I see with my kids. They're mamash Novi. They learn Yirmiyahu now. Mamash Yecheskel. So and Baruch Hashem today, there's easy ways and there's very enjoyable ways of learning Tanakh. There's the Mamlaos, which is a beautiful running commentary of Tanakh. It's mamash written like a novel almost. It's mamash delicious. You pick it up, you can learn it.
Rav Davis in the Metzuda has gone to great lengths to publish new ones. I mean, he's gone through, he's not just, you know, he had the five books of the five books of the Torah, but he now has you know, Shoftim and Yeshua, and there's nice ways to learn Tanakh today. Go through, even just read the story, to at least know the basic storyline of Tanakh. You're not going to get that by learning Talmud Bavli. Forget about it. You're not. One day maybe, but right now, just take half an hour a day and set aside and learn some Tanakh. Anything wrong with that? So we should know a little bit of Jewish history at least. Take Rav Avigdor Miller's Sforim, History Sforim, and learn it that way. Take Rav Beryl Wine's Tanakh series and listen to it if you want. And you don't have to become a London doing it, but you at least minimum know some of the information. And the same with Mishnahs. You're burning two Mishnahs a day in 6 years. You've gone through the whole of Shas Mishnahs. 6 years? No, please. That's crazy. You know how long ago that is? You know where 6 years is? If you're 20 today, in 6 years' time, you're going to be 26. And I promise you, if you learn Shas Mishnahs or you don't, you're still going to be 26. In 6 years' time, if you're 20 now, you're going to be 26. You can either be 26 with a Siyum HaShas, or you can be 26 feeling a lot of regret and anguish and whatever, because you didn't. Because you didn't. Two Mishnahs a day is not a lot to do. It's really not a lot. Yeah. You want to do three? I had a friend who used to do every day before davening or just after davening, used to do one Mishnah and learn it well, and on Shabbos he used to do Chazara. Take a little bit longer, I'll make you see him in six and a little bit. Every Shabbos he used to do Chazara. So you said two Mishnahs a day, that's 12 Mishnahs, and on Shabbos you do Chazara. Chris, I tell you, whatever, do Chazara, at least you know it. At least you come away knowing it. In the middle, between the Mishabeirachs, whatever, go daven in one of these places where they have lots of Mishabeirachs, and you can become a Talmud Chacham during Christmas. I finished the whole of Nezikim Mishnas between Bein HaProkim. I went through the whole of Nezikim Mishnas once in Bein HaProkim. It took a couple of years, but you know, that's what I used to do. Or you can sit there, kind of like, you know, pretending to look at Rashi in the Chumash. That doesn't do it. Find time to do this stuff, because if you don't, you're going to regret it. I'm telling you now, you're going to regret it. And it's not that hard. In one yeshiva, you have the time. You have the time. Night time is a wonderful time for this. The Rambam says very strong things about learning Torah at night. Very, very stark things about learning Torah at night. Ideally, night time should be used for learning the Iyun and Gemara and Chazring the day. But if you can't, you don't have the strength, you don't have the energy, you're tired, you can't, whatever. It's exhausting, you can't find. So open up a Mam Lowe's on Shreftim and read a novel. I'm not demeaning it, but it's Mamash Kishmak. You read through it, he brings the midrashim. It's mamash enjoyable. That's not really Torah itself, because once you stop bringing the midrashim and everything, you're ready again tomorrow. But it doesn't matter, you're getting the storyline, and that's really what we have to get clear here. Plus, he brings lessons from it, he brings halachas. It's a very nice study. It's a very nice study. Could even be Yetzis on the Mitzvah of Gemara there as well. Very, very important. Spend half an hour night after supper. Let's say a night Seder, you don't have a night Seder. Night Seder is not your big thing, whatever. If you're using night Seder for learning Bekiva Eggers, I wouldn't do it then. Do it some other time. Once in a time, but at least, you know, come out of Yeshiva, in Yeshiva 3-4 years, come to Yeshiva, he's knowing most of the story. How many guys have gone through Chumash properly? Just gone through the storyline properly. You know, like more or less what's in each parsha. And do it systematically. Make notes for yourself, make a filing system for yourself. Like the Ramchal says, first set up a filing system, you know. There's so many parshas in Bereishis, right? 12 parshas in Bereishis, 11 in Shmos. Write down the names, right? And then just a little brief summary of each one, what's in each parsha. At least you're able to walk around. You can chazer the whole of Chumash in 5-10 minutes in your head, just with a picture there. Anyone ever go to what's his name's crash course in Chumash? Avram Goldar. If somebody will really mamash abuse me terribly, I'll give you that shir again. I have to prepare it. It's a gavaldi kashin. 1 hour, you mamash, you can go through the whole of Chumash. It's beautiful. You walk around with the whole of Chumash in your head. Teach it to the kids in school. It's amazing. What do you really have? You basically have a filing cabinet. So everything you ever learn afterwards, you can plug in because you know exactly where it fits. You see the structure, you see the picture, you see the overall skeleton of Chumash, and it makes the whole thing come reading. Instead of it just being like overwhelming bits of information, you now have a filing system. The same as Mishnahs, the same as the Rambam. The Rambam's easier because the Rambam himself defines the structure. Mishnahs takes a little bit of chokhmah, how to go about and define a structure and a system for yourself. But if you don't start now, nu, as Hillel said, when? When are you going to start? Okay? And it's not a nice thing to do. It's not because you know, in the Western world, you're out there acquiring and you have this terrible acquisitive nature, and therefore you become frum, so you're going to now acquire new things. But that's not what it's about. It's posh. According to Rabbi, you're dealing with chivid eraisa here. Because I'm going and buying a pair of tefillin, that's no less. Yeah? And we all know that the Ikka Mitzvah is Talmud Torah. The first thing a person is judged for, the first thing the person's clapped for, and the hottest oven that they throw you into, okay, is for this. It's for Bittul Torah. And the towns where you can't learn, the towns of a person sitting on a bus or whatever, you go open up a Gemara. If you can, beautiful, but most people can't. So take out your mamlos and read a book. Read a book.
What's
mamlos? Mamlos is a Svadi commentary. It's in Hebrew, but they've got him in English now. You get them in English.
Big red set.
The truth is that the English one is not. The Hebrew one is not. It's fascinating.
The English one is not the Hebrew one, and the Hebrew one is not the Ladino one.
Yeah, the English one was translated from the Ladino. Originally in Ladino.
He says that he leaves out. The Hebrew one leaves out a few things, and the English one leaves out a little bit more. Things that he considers to be controversial.
Correct, but he translated it originally. Rabbi Kaplan translated it.
Straight from the Ladino.
Straight from the Ladino. He learned Ladino. Ladino was like the Yiddish of the Sephardim. It was like the sort of the Jewish Sephardi language. It was written by one of the Gedoyli Sfarim, whatever he wrote it, and it's an unbelievable piece of work on the Chumash, on the whole of Chumash, and it's fantastic. Chumash, phew. I still look at it. I love it. It gives me a chizuk. It brings all the midrashim and the halachas, and it's very, very nice. It's a nice systemized way of going through Chumash, and especially Tanakh. Chumash, all right, we've got our ways of learning Chumash, but Tanakh, as he said, we learned Tanakh today. So take it and learn it. It's gavaldic, and it gives you an appreciation. You know, all the Nevi'im and all the Tanakh we have today, we have it because we need it. There were thousands of Nevi'im. Why don't we have them? Because we don't need them. Haraya, that the Nevi'im that were written, we need today. Ferdinand told me once, went into the Mordechai Gifter. He was his bar mitzvah, his father took him there for brach. He told me he can still remember. And Rav Gifter had a piece of Tanakh open. I don't know what he was learning, Shoftim or whatever. He said, it's like reading the New York Times. you read, my daughter the one day, she said to me, Abba, it's amazing, I'm learning Shoftim. Mama, this is exactly what's going on in the country at the moment. The fights with the Plishtim. Who are the Plishtim? The Palestinians. It's the same spelling, okay? Gaza, where was David HaMelech having a bit? That's where it is. Shimshon, Hagibor, these are mythical stories we know because we got a bit of Sunday school education, so we've got it all. Go learn it, see it happening today. There's messages there for us, there's lessons for us today, there's ashkofas, how to survive, how to live, how to know, how to think like a Talmud Chochem, how to think like Das Torah. You need the Torah of Shavik Sav. And you're not going to get it in the yeshiva, I'm telling you now. As long as I'm around and I have some say in what goes on in there, you're not going to get it. If I could find a decent Tanakh teacher to do more than just give you general overviews, because you can get guys that do that, but get a guy who really knows and appreciates how to give Tanakh, I will get the guy, but I can't. We've tried. Rav Nossel tried it a while ago to give a Tanakh she. He gave up afterwards. He said, it's just a card. You need a Rav Bulman Zatzal. Rav Bulman used to be able to. You need somebody who's been steeped in it for 50 years to be able to give an appreciation of Tanakh. So it's not just another, it's not easy. It's not easy. And to find somebody who really knows what he's talking about is not, because you can go very krumme. You can go so wrong in Tanakh if you don't get it right. You know, as Rabbi Yol said, you know, even Rav Ari Kaplan left out certain things where you couldn't get them across in a way that would have not been, you know. I mean, it's Kohelis, Chazal wanted to hide Kohelis away because it's so riddled with possibilities to go wrong. Yeah, you have to be careful. So that's why take a sefer that's got, you know, that's recognized, that's kosher, the yosher, it's written in an easy way, and go learn it. Rav Ari Kaplan, his own Tanakh there, just even the art scroll, just read the story at least. And the same with Mishnas. The same with the others. There's a power. There's an enormous power. There's a gavaldikas. A person knows Mishnas, and there stands the system. Yeah, if you look at a guy like Matt Rides, who learned here. Okay, almost knows his way around Mishnas. He's got it. He's got it on his fingertips. No, you know. I'm not saying you should do it at the expense of anything else. I'm not. I'm saying take one, two Mishnas a day. Don't neglect your Gemara now, because that you'll never get. Once you leave your shiva, that's it. What you get in yeshiva, you can't get anywhere else. Mishnas, you can always learn. But don't leave it till you leave. Start now. But don't neglect your Gemara, because Gemara, this is the only place you're ever going to get it. You're not going to have Rabban that can give you the skills and the tools and the keys that you need. You're not going to get that out there, that you can't do on your own. But this stuff you can do on your own, a little bit at least. It's Kedav to start now. And those that feared the Lord spoke one with the other. Don't leave it to chance. Don't do it on your own. Everybody needs a watchdog. I'm into the Musa Shmuz now already, you know. So I gave a Shirin Alocha and I'm giving a Shirin Agarita. You've got to appoint for yourselves watchdogs. That's what a Chavrusa is. A Chavrusa is not a learning partner. He's not practiced for marriage. That's not what a Chavrusa is. Maybe that as well. Chavrusa is a Chava. He's somebody that's a watchdog for you. He's there to help you. He's there to, you have to work it out in such a way. Not necessarily that you're learning this Mishnah or this Tanakh with him. But set up a system where you kind of, you test each other, or you do a Rabbi Chiya. Why don't you do a Rabbi Chiya program, Yad Raboisa? Each of you pick one book of Tanakh. This is how I got to law school. We had six friends. Finally, law school, we were doing six subjects. I did one subject. But I mastered in it. I had the whole year to do one subject. And my buddy did one or whatever. And at the end of the year, we got together for 3 months and we gave each other that. I realized afterwards, it's a Gemara. That's what Rabbi Chiya did. I'm not going into the whole story of Rabbi Chiya, but Rabbi Chiya made sure that Torah wouldn't be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. How? He went around and he taught Breishis to one kid, Shmois to another, and then he left them and he got them all to teach each other the Torah. And he did the same with, he did the same with Mishnas. Start a Rabbi Chiya program, yeah. You're not going to go through all of Tanakh together. So you take Shoftim, you take this, and get together every evening and give over a little bit what you learned. And do it with Mishnas as well. You take Brochas, you take Payah, you want to skip that pay, I think it comes onto the heter. No, you got to, whatever, start with something geschmack. Start with start with Nezik and go through Baba Metzir, you do Baba Bas, whatever. And at night, teach over the night, the Mishnah you learned. You get a lot of benefits from that. First of all, it's learning and teaching. Secondly, you have a watchdog system. You can't not have learned your Mishnah today. My subject that I was doing at law school, if I didn't do that well, there was no such thing as not doing it well. Five other guys are going to fail law school if you don't get your act together. It was amazing. Some of the guys did better in the other subjects than in the subject that they themselves prepared. Amazing. Don't understand. But anyway, it's a pillar. Absolute pillar. But in Torah, there's a very big Siyata Dishmaya. There's an enormous Siyata Dishmaya. If not only are you learning for yourself, but you're learning to give over. And there's a Machayev. I've been giving Shia the last 2 weeks. There's a Machayev. You want to get a bed at night, you're exhausted, you can't. You're going to give Shia the next morning. It's a Machayev. You've got to prepare the same. Yeah, I don't feel like doing my Mishnah today because the Yetzer is not going to let you do it. You think learning one Mishnah a day is easy?
Possible.
One of the hardest things you've ever tried to do in your life. Trying to explain that one home. Yeah? What did you do the whole day? Try to learn a Mishnah. The whole day, what did you do? I managed to get to the Shtender. Did you open the book? Well, that's tomorrow. We're working on that. It's very hot. One Mishnah a day is like, and you can see, the Yetzer is fighting so hard, it must be that it's important. But if you know that, you know, there are five guys out there that are going to be obnoxious and rude and abuse you if you don't give over your Mishnah for the day, it could be that's what's going to happen. So who's going to be in charge of the program here? Alright, you think about it, get back to me. Find yourselves, if you can't do it as a cloud project, which would make me very excited, you know, that you don't have to do that, but certainly try get one watchdog that's going to keep an eye on you, because you can't do it on your own, I'm telling you now. And if you can, then okay, you're one of the yichidim, that's not, you're not my case then. Most people cannot do this online, you need a watchdog. You know, watchdog, and do it quietly, it's nearly in your own little way or whatever, and slowly you'll see the Siyata Dishmaya you get. Do it outside of Seder time if you have to. If not, do it during Seder time. You're not doing anything from the halacha slot. This is, you know, when you have halacha from quarter to six to quarter past six, from quarter past six to quarter to seven, set that aside to do the Mishnahs, whatever it is. Find the time, I'm telling you now, if you don't, you're going to regret it. Okay, questions, comments?
Shouldn't we just spend the entire afternoon and evening Seder doing everything other than Gemara?
No. Spend the whole day as much time as you've got learning Gemara.
Why?
Because I said so.
Then why do anything else?
You're going to switch us off, please. Because I thought I was just going